BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah. Five 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse, clocking in for you on a Thursday. 5:51, 9 minutes away from 6 o'clock. How today is going to be? This is going to be the last hot day of the year. 96 degrees is high for the day. Leaving out the house right now, it's about 71. It's going to heat up pretty quickly, and the heat is going to stay there today. Tomorrow, late tonight, they're calling for some thunderstorms, rain showers, and thunderstorms on tomorrow, keeping temperatures right below 90 tomorrow. And then rolling on in the next week, we're going to be right below 90, and then the temperatures are going to tail off week after next. So y'all be ready for that. In the meantime, enjoy the day, baby. Enjoy that sunshine and hydrate yourself. The word today is hydrate. Hydrate yourself today because you're going to need it. It's going to be hot. And your Carolina Panthers are going to be at Bank of America Stadium tonight. They got the Thursday night game. They're on national display tonight, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So if you're headed in around the downtown area, streets already closed off downtown early this morning. So traffic-wise, you're going to be dealing with that early this morning and throughout the day as the Panthers invade Bank of America Stadium tonight for Thursday night football. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, dude?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you?
I'm wonderful. Shout out to the kids over there at Leaders Team. We had a great time last night doing some really funny team building. And I also have to send a huge shout out to my little goddaughter. Today is her birthday, Miss Aaliyah. Happy birthday,
Aaliyah. Happy birthday, Aaliyah.
Today is her birthday. She turns 7 years old. They asked her, where does she want to go to eat dinner last night? And she said, Boardwalk Billy's.
Oh, that's what's up.
Which I found absolutely hilarious for a 7 year old to pick Boardwalk Billy's.
They know what they want.
Hey, that's where we went.
That's what, you know, kids these days, they know what they want.
And she got chicken tenders and french fries.
They know exactly what they want.
Everywhere, every restaurant.
Well, it's better than my daughter. My daughter would have said Ruth Chris.
Oh, well. Okay.
That's a whole different breed.
Yeah, Ruth Chris. Exactly. She'd have said Ruth Chris or King Crab because she loves crab legs. I said, I don't know who you going to date, but you better have money. Yeah. All right, I'll start the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up, comedian Burpee?
I say good morning.
Everybody.
Good morning.
Everybody.
Good morning.
Everybody.
Good morning.
And everybody.
Good. Thanks, Larry. Good morning.
Shout out to everybody.
Everybody over there.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody. Blah, 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 blah.
What's up with you, man? How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good, dog.
You good?
Shout out. Y'all be careful on 85 South.
Mm-hmm.
There's a car in the, not the far left lane, but the second to left lane that's facing the wrong direction.
Oh, wow.
So y'all be careful, man. I don't know what they was doing. He was literally just sitting in the car. It didn't look like he hit anything. Mm-hmm. It was only one car. I don't know if he was got off the exit the wrong way or what. But y'all be careful on 85 South, right there near after Graham Street, right before you get to Statesville.
Mm.
There's a car facing the wrong direction on 85 South.
He had a hell of a night. That's what that was.
He did.
He had a hell of a night.
And he was looking down like he wasn't facing traffic.
Yeah,
I hope he's okay.
Yeah,
I hope he is too.
Jesus said it best. A day like this is going to be a hell of a night.
I remember I was driving to Richmond back in the beginning of August.
Mm.
And as I was driving, I looked in my rearview mirror and I literally saw a car just start swerving.
Mm.
Just swerving. I was right there, where it turns from 85 to 58.
Mm.
And it just started swerving, and it literally just made a hard left turn across two lanes and went right into a tree. Right behind me. Like, I watched it. It was like, oh,
that's
my.
Scary. It's scary when you actually see an accident
when you
happen.
See it happening. I've actually been involved in an accident where I saw the car speeding up and it ran right into me. It's very scary to see an accident when it's happening.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so.
I hope that dude.
Hope that guy is okay. That's 185.
Yeah. Speaking of accidents, man, our hearts and our prayers have to go out to Patera Cordero of Charlotte, girlfriend of player that plays for the Cleveland Browns. She is from Charlotte.
Oh wow.
She was on the highway in Cleveland, and his Lamborghini actually caught a flat. They was standing on the side of the highway when a car swerved and hit and killed her.
I read about that last night.
Yeah, hearts and our prayers go out to her. You might see her posted a lot on social media here in Charlotte because she's actually from Charlotte. So just wanted to send some condolences out to her and her family in her time of grieving. All right, let's go to the Madhouse right now with some inspirational power words. And today's inspirational power word is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
This is Pastor R.J. Davis with your morning inspiration. What we think about, we...
That's my type.
Yeah. 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 No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, 70 degrees inside Charlotte, America. Today's high is going to be right near 96. And, of course, you know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
It's time for that Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQ... NM.
I'm need you to write it down. Take a picture.
MHQOTD. And it's being brought to you by Friday Night Lights. You can join Power 98 this Friday as we take over high school football games. We're going to Myers Park. Excuse me. We're going to South Mech to see the Myers Park Mustangs take on the South Mech Sabres for another edition of Friday Night Lights. Larry's going to be there. I'm going to be there. You can join Power 98. Come to our tent. Game starts at 7 p.m. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Using that hashtag that I just said, we want to know, outside of the normal TV stations that people watch, ESPN, Lifetime, CNN, those ABC, CBS, NBC, those normal stations, what is your guilty pleasure TV channel? Like Food Network or Pop or the ID channel, what is your guilty pleasure TV channel? And mine is National Geographic. I watch National Geographic with my nephew all the time. And he always say, I want to watch Elephant Poop. Because the first time he ever saw National Geographic, he saw a beetle rolling up some elephant poop. And he was like, I don't see Elephant Poop.
Okay.
So, National Geographic.
Okay.
For me.
For me, it definitely is Food Network. I love all those. Cupcake Wars, the chef battles and all this. Yeah, definitely Food Network. Guy Fieri.
Yeah. And you already know what mine is. I don't even know why y'all. Mine is the Animal Planet Channel. They said on the Animal Planet Channel, when a coyote get its foot set in the trap.
When a what?
When a coyote get his foot in the trap, he eat his own foot off. You want some hot chops? But nah, mine is Animal Planet Channel. I have discovered a lot of things I probably never would have thought about watching the Animal Planet Channel. Like, I watched this thing on seahorses one time, and how many babies they have.
Listen.
And what they be doing in that sea.
The men seahorses be getting it in, boy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's the male seahorses who, that have the babies.
Right. They are. See, I would have never known that. And they have like 50,000 babies at one time. And the females just be taking it. They just go take it. Like, they don't even ask the male, do you want to have it? They
just go take it. And how do you vote, Jessica?
You vote on our Instagram pages.
You just go roll up on me and take
it. Hey, Miss Jessica. At I am No Limit Larry. At I am Burpee. At NLLMMH. Or you can always leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8078.
You're so disrespectful.
Play the drop, Larry. Play the drop.
News quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his
No cap.
That's right. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. The family of rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine will not be in court next week. Word is they're afraid of retaliation from gang members also attending the trial. He's going to take the stand against two men allegedly involved in his kidnapping last year. He will also implicate himself and other gang members in a plot to hurt a rival rapper. We will see how this one plays out.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Let's get into this music from Megan Thee Stallion and the baby. It's Cash Hits here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98.
Yeah, I'm in my bag, but I mean he is too.
Another Valera, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B, man. That's Megan Thee Stallion, the baby, right there, Cash. You know what it is, man. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, was on her Instagram page the other day, and she posted a picture of her dog's resting place. And all I can say is you had to go on. She posted a picture of her dog's resting place. You know, she carries her dog with her almost everywhere she goes. Like when we was at the BET Awards, she had her dog in the radio room with her. Fo. That's her dog name, Fo. So she posted Fo's resting place, and it looked very comfortable. And if you want to see it, you can go to her Instagram page and check it out yourself. Speaking of checking it out yourself, you got to check out that Madhouse question of the morning. Which this morning, what we talking about this morning, Bert?
The question of the morning is, what is your guilty pleasure TV channel? Outside of the normal stations, ESPN.
Your favorite odd channel. That's
CBS,
what I
said. Favorite odd channel, CBS, ABC. Outside of those, what's your guilty pleasure channel?
Because when you said guilty pleasure channel, my sister chimed in and said VH1, she liked trash TV. But we're not talking about like VH1.
No, like the odd channel.
Yeah, like odd.
That
like,
you don't normally watch.
Yeah,
that channels. People don't normally talk about.
Yeah, like the channels, you know, if your friends came to your house and they saw it on your television, they'd be like, man, what you watching?
Yeah.
One of them type channels. Like mine is the Animal Planet. Like I've watched the Animal. One day I sat and watched the Animal Planet channel for about 3 hours just because I was intrigued about some of the stuff that we don't even think about animals. Like, and they, you know, the Animal Planet channel is always doing stuff like Shark Week, and they talk about
Discovery Channel.
Which, Animal Planet channel does something similar.
It's another odd channel.
Yeah, that is. Discovery but yeah, so, and you just discover new stuff. That's why I like it. And what was yours, Miss Jessica?
The Food Network. Food Network.
You know how to cook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I mean, you say like that?
No, I was asking because you know I was thinking like you might watch it and try to get a new recipe and try to cook. When
No. The guy does TV. That. The guy will go in there and act like he's one of the chefs on the show. And ask me, can the guy cook?
Yeah.
Ask me, can the guy cook?
Can the guy cook?
No. No.
But he be trying stuff out.
Yeah. I mean, that's what
you're
doing.
I look
for
at his plate and be like, what is that? And yeah. So
and I can cook.
You can cook, Bert?
I can't. I actually can't. I don't have to. Because my wife, she
throws down.
She gets busy in the kitchen.
That's a good thing.
But, I mean, my guilty pleasure channel was National Geographic.
And what you watch on National Geographic? I watch that too.
They give you a lot of information about African history.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the desert out there sometimes. It's exciting. It's exciting, Chuck.
What show?
I learned about the Mayans. I ain't know nothing about the Mayans. I just thought Maya was the singer.
What channel does the
Maya and Mayans is two
what channel
things.
Does the show like the ice truckers and the ice hunters?
History.
And,
that's history.
I watched that too. Them
ice truckers, boy.
Them folk up there in Alaska crazy.
Boy, them ice truckers be getting it, boy.
What is your favorite odd channel? Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We're going to play back your responses at 9:20 this morning. Or you could always slide in our DMs. I am at I am No Limit Larry.
I am at Hey Miss Jessica. HEYMSJESSICA.
And mine is I am Burpee. BURPIE.
We got your morning classic throwback on the way, and we got a crazy news story for you. It's Power 98.
Show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
That's crazy. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. That's
crazy. It's time for that crazy news story, man. Larry, Jessica, I saw this one and I sent y'all this in the chat. Because this sounds ridiculous. It was a Canadian man who was attacked by black bears. In British Columbia at the Ferguson Lake Nature Reserve. His name is Brandon Laddie, age 27. This happened on September 4th. He was being attacked by the black bear, and this is how he got the black bear to stop attacking him.
I don't know. I got to turn the music down. I got to hear this.
He said, "You don't have to do this." He said he pleaded with the black bear and got him to stop by telling the black bear, "Stop. You don't have to do this."
Shut up, Burpee. Why you keep saying it like that?
Because that's only right that you say it like that. You ain't gonna sit there and say, "You ain't gotta do this." No, if you talk to a black man and you feel like you finna die, oh my God! You don't have to do this. How would you say it, Larry? If a black man's attacking you, how would you say it?
How many beep buttons you got over there? Because the first one's going to be, "Hey, mother." I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to end the way you think it's going to end. You.
First of all, black, it's a black bear, so you know what a black person's going to say?
It's going to end exactly.
How you think it's
going to end? No, it ain't black bear.
It's going to make him a little more hungry, Larry.
No, it ain't.
Black bears like aggressive food. That's from what I've been told.
You keep playing with me and I'm going to shoot your black.
He said the black bear was trying to drown him.
Oh, wow.
And because he was in the water being attacked, he was like, "Oh, my God, stop! Don't have to do this!"
Jessica, how would you plead with the black bear?
All right, chill. Come on now.
In that tone.
Just chill, homie.
That what you gonna tell him?
Chill, little black bear.
Burpee, call huh? medic. She gonna drown.
She gonna die. She out of there.
First of all.
Jessica out of there.
First of all, y'all know me. I ain't gonna be around no animal.
But
the animal ain't gonna get
me. No, because you like going hiking and stuff. So you gonna be around them before we.
Yeah. No.
You know how I'm gonna plead with the bad Larry?
How you gonna plead with him?
Just like this.
Oh, you gonna definitely die.
I'm playing dead. You can. I ain't gonna say that to no damn bear. I'm gonna lay there so you can leave me alone.
Madhouse Nation, you are being attacked by a black bear. How are you going to plead with the black bear? Call in and let us know. 570-WPEG. Don't worry, we have a beep button.
Counting carbs?
Class. When I wake up in the morning, I listen to Nolan and Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
There it is. And, of course, we inside crazy news right now inside the Madhouse. Burpee, you told him the story about this man and a black bear.
Right. A Canadian guy was out on a nature reserve in British Columbia, and he was attacked by a black bear in the water. He said the black bear was trying to drown him, and this is how he pleaded with the black bear and survived. "Please stop! You don't have to do this!"
How would you, if you was this man, how would you plead with the black bear?
Say it like that, Larry. Say it.
"You don't have to do this. Please stop. Don't drown me. I don't want to die. I don't want to die."
Jessica, say it.
"Please don't do this, black bear. No, please."
How would you plead with the black bear Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG.
Dude.
And the baby, Offset.
You know I ain't come to play, let's turn me up. Snapping off the...
Don't leave Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Crazy news Thursday. Burpee got this man and the black bear story today.
he's a Canadian man. Robert Blatty, 27 years old. He was being attacked by a black bear on a nature reserve. It's not funny that he was getting attacked.
It's really not, Burpee.
But the way he said he pleaded with the bear to get off of him, that is funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
He said he got the bear to stop attacking him by saying, "Stop! You don't have to do this!"
I don't like the way you're saying it, because I don't think the man said it like
that. He said it just like, oh, you're right, Larry. He's Canadian. He said, "You don't have to do this, eh?"
But the good news is that the man did survive.
He survived. If he was attacked, I don't believe it. Ain't no way in hell you told a black bear you don't have to do this.
So what did it, I mean? Because I need more details of the story.
How did they
figure out that the man told the bear this?
That's what he told the reporters.
Oh, he told the reporters.
Yeah, he told they interviewed him. He told the reporters that he was attacked by a black bear. And there are pictures up. There are pictures up of, I mean, but it's little scratches. That's why I don't believe it.
Oh, well, you know, bears, they go in the water to go get fish. So he might have been sitting in the water because, you know, people like to.
But I want, it doesn't, he doesn't say how he got to the water. Like how the bear got him to the water. Like
he might have already been in the water and the bear came to get
him. Well, he do surprise the bear in the water. This is a grown ass man walking through the water.
No, the man might have already been in the water because, you know, people like to go to lakes and streams and stuff like there, like that. And bears, they go in there to get their fish. You ain't never seen a bear in the water getting fish?
Yes. Okay. I've seen that.
So the bear,
but they swatting that fish that jump about the water, Larry.
You watch too much TV.
I told you, National Geographic.
Is that what they doing on the National Geographic channel?
They show the bear swatting the fish.
They don't always swat them. Sometimes they put their paws down and then they grab
that's
the fish.
What they swat with.
Y'all hear what y'all are saying?
Yes. That, I'm trying to get Larry to understand.
Y'all this hear what man y'all are sitting fault. On this radio and arguing about. I apologize, listeners.
No,
if you all are listening to No Limit Larry and Burt sitting up here arguing over,
Jessica,
over this man's lie.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out, like what really happened in the man's story. That's all. And I'm trying to put it in perspective for the people, because people are probably sitting there like, why? Like Burt was saying, why is a man and a bear in the water? But a lot of people, you probably don't realize that bears go in lakes and streams to get fish.
He said, the man said, and I quote, "It happened so fast, I couldn't even think. So that seemed like the right thing to say."
And what did the man say?
"Stop! You don't have to do this!"
How would you plead with the black bear? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kay.
All right, Kay. How you going to plead with this black bear?
I see a black bear. I'm going to say, "My brother, we both black. Let's roll up."
You going to try to put the bear on that CBD, you know?
Hey, we going to roll up. We going to relax. We going to find us some other meat to eat, not meat.
You black people is always trying to get somebody high. You know what? I'm done with y'all.
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
We're going to let y'all shine, because after this black bear story, I'm done with y'all. Cowboy Envy Me is Power 98.
Down to sleep.
For these phones this morning, these phones. No, Larry the Boy, the Bad House, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's highs gonna be right near 96. Watch for some late night rain and rain in the forecast on tomorrow. But today, nothing but sunshine and heat. And getting ready for the Carolina Panthers game tonight. You know it's going down at Bank of America Stadium. As the Carolina Panthers will be taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on national television on display for Thursday night football. So if you're headed out to the game, your game time temperature tonight is slated to be around 83 degrees at game time temperature around 8 o'clock tonight. So, whew, if you're going to that stadium, make sure you be ready to hydrate yourself tonight. All right, y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. It's time we let you shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Hey, good morning. You want to let somebody shine? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, who you want to let shine?
My daddy.
What's your daddy name?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That. You gotta say it like this. You gotta say, "Shout out to my daddy!
Shout out to my daddy!"
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hi. I'm trying to let my kids shine this morning. Journey, Jay Honor, and Jay Shine, for just being very appreciative. And just let mommy hold it down, knowing mommy gonna get it. And being happy kids, loving the going to school, and just you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. And normally,
shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
Good morning. Who you want to let shine?
Hi, good morning. I was calling to let my son Keyshawn shine.
Go ahead.
For playing league football and making a team and maintaining his grades. Very determined.
Shine on me, shine on me, shine on me.
Shine, you better do it.
Power 98, hey, good morning. Who you want to let the light shine on?
Good morning. I want to let my sister Sherelle shine in Concord. She's been doing her thing here lately about giving back to the family. So I want to just give Sherelle Ford from Concord a shout out.
Shine on me, 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 shine on me.
Y'all know how we do it, man. We do it each and every morning, man. You got somebody you want to let shine, all you got to do is hit us up, 704-570-WPEG. Burber, who you got?
Today is my sister, CareBear53 on Instagram.
My
Kima.
Sister's birthday.
Her birthday is today. I want to give a huge, super duper shout out to
our sister.
My sister, Kima.
Our sister.
Happy birthday, Kima. I love you.
Happy birthday, sister. Kima, we love you.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, Jess, who you let shine today?
I love my sister, Kima. That is my sister. I have to send another huge birthday shout out to Miss Aaliyah. Happy birthday, baby. She's handing over to my sister, my other sister, Jamie, who works over at Ace Academy. That's the school that she goes to. So happy birthday, Miss Aaliyah. I love you.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
And I got to send a big, big shout out to, you know, he advertises a lot here at the radio station, and I call him the boss, Joe Moss the boss, but his foundation, the Joe Moss Foundation, has been nominated for the Humanitarian Organization of the Year Award here in Charlotte. So I just want to let Joe Moss and his big Joe Moss Foundation shine this morning. Joe, keep up the good work, big dog.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
And when I call that phone, pick the phone up. Joe, pick the phone up.
No limit.
Traffic coming up next.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
That's right. Your Nosy Neighbor News is coming up next. Love and Hip Hop, who is returning for season 10 out there in New York. You'll be excited to learn that some of the originals are making a comeback. Got details on that. Did Wendy Williams and the Notorious B.I.G. hook up?
Ooh.
Details about that. And there is a popular show that is coming to an end, and one of the actors says that they are quitting acting altogether. Mm. Who is that actor?
Mm. That's a good one now. Popular show coming to an end. I would say Power, and I would say Omari Hardwick.
Mm, okay. All right.
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
She's not an actor.
The show's fake.
She's a real judge.
The show is fake. Though.
Okay.
All right. We'll find out if Larry you or Burpee is correct. That is coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next. And I have a chance for you to win some tickets. So you definitely want to keep it locked.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
The baby Suge is Power 98.
Who you a fool for this?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, September 12th, being brought to you by the Miami Pop Beach Festival Contest. Log on to power98fm.com to register for a trip to Miami Beach for the Pop Festival. It goes down November 8th through the 10th. Chance the Rapper, The Roots, T-Pain, and more. And you're going to stay at the luxurious Conrad Miami, courtesy of Hilton Hotels, and get round-trip air transportation, courtesy of Visit Florida. Log on to power98fm.com right now for your chance to win. Everyone knows LeBron James loves his tacos on Tuesday, so much so that he tried to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday, heard in his popular videos. Unfortunately, his taco dreams were halted after the basketball star's trademark was denied. Taco Tuesday is a commonplace message that fails to function as a trademark. Love and Hip Hop New York fans, I've got some good news for you. The popular reality TV show has been renewed for season 10, and some of our favorites from season 1 will be returning. Joe Budden, Sin Santana, Jewel Santana, Kimbella, Yandy, Juju, Safari, Erica Mena, they'll all be back. Rich Dollaz. But making a comeback from a previous season will be Tahiri. She'll be back. Jim Jones and Chrissy will be back. And from season 1, Samaya Reese will also make a comeback. No word on if Remy Ma or Papoose will join this season just yet. Phaedra Parks is headed to boot camp. Marriage boot camp, that is. The former housewife is dating actor Medina Islam, who plays Quincy on Tyler Perry's The Haves and Have Nots. The issue that they're having is that Phaedra wants to move to L.A. from Atlanta with her kids to be closer to her bae, but they have only been dating for a couple of months. We'll see how this one plays out. Fans want to know if Wendy Williams will ever address the rumor that she hooked up with the notorious B.I.G. Well, it looks like that answer is yes. Wendy says that will play out in her Lifetime movie. Her upcoming biopic is tentatively called Just Wendy and is being produced by her and Will Packer. Nosy Neighbors caught up with Terrence Howard and asked him what he plans on doing after the final season of Empire. The actor says he is done with acting altogether. He went on to say, I'm just focusing on bringing truth to the world. We'll see how long that one lasts. Happy birthday to 2 Chainz, Jennifer Hudson, Jesse Owens, Busy Bone, and Barry White. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
You know what's going down. Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Man, it's that Trey Songz, Wife and Lucci all night long. And, of course, you know what time it is right now. It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. But before we get to that, make sure you go to our Instagram pages and you got to answer the Madhouse question of the day. Madhouse question of the day today. What we talking about today, Burt?
The Madhouse question of the day. What is your favorite odd TV station outside of the normal one, CBS, ABC, all that? What is your favorite odd TV station?
Yeah, mine is the Animal Planet. Jessica, what was yours?
Mine is the Food Network.
And Barbara?
National Geographic.
So what is yours, Madhouse Nation? You can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, or you can slide in our DMs. I am at I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And at I Am Burpee.
And we play responses back at 9:20 this morning. All right. Now it's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I Am No Limit Larry. Today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by Adolf R. Shiver. The 935 reunion party going down next Saturday, September the 21st at World Nightclub, 900 NC Music Factory Boulevard. It's going down. You get the tickets right now. Power98FM.com. And it's hosted by yours truly, along with Mr. Incognito in the building. And today, I am mad at this swimmer. I'm not actually mad at the swimmer. I'm mad at the authority in the swim meet, the actual referee. What happened was African-American swimmer got disqualified from a swim meet due to a uniform malfunction is what they called it. As a matter of fact, let you hear the news story of how it played out there in Cali.
This is about a Diamond High School swimmer who was denied a victory last Friday that she's black.
The school gave the girl the uniform. This is the school appointed uniform that this African-American female was wearing during this high school swim meet. She won. She beat everybody in the swim meet. I think it was 12 swimmers. She beat all of them. She was the only African-American female swimmer in the meet. She won the meet, was disqualified due to a uniform malfunction because they said her uniform basically showed too much of her butt. I don't even got to say. Do I got to say anything else? Well, no. I'm mad at this. I ain't got to say no more, right? No. Okay. Come on now. Y'all just mad because this little black girl outswam all y'all white kids out there in the swim meet. That's all y'all mad about. Ain't no such thing as no swimwear uniform malfunction because it showed too much of her butt. Stop it, man. Stop it. Y'all just mad because she won. Y'all
That was just mad cause she won. And then the other official talked to the lead official and was like, I don't understand. That's why she told her it was going to blow up, because she did not understand, because she realized that it was a school-appointed uniform, and this was not the first swim meet. This is like the third or fourth swim meet of the year for them. And if it hasn't been a uniform malfunction before, why is it one now?
We can't even have our own bodies. We can't even have our own bodies. Y'all have humiliated this girl because of her body and because she got a wedgie. Cut it out. Cut it out. It's just absolutely disgusting. And something needs to happen to those officials in that school.
It was only one. It was one.
Something needs to happen to that official and whoever allowed that to happen. They need to lose that job for making that girl feel like her body, shaming her body.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
All right, man, hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Incognito is live in the kitchen up next.
No Limit Larry
in the building with myself and DJ Butterfingers, courtesy of West Station, baby.
Hey, Power 98, I'm ready.
The same station you can catch Burpee Stalks, baby.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
All right. Okay. It's Thursday, Larry. It's probably my second favorite day of the week, and you know why. Hit my hotkey! Shut your dumb ass up. And my thoughts are being brought to you by Hardee's. Making breakfast simple with their new 2-3 More menu. Tasty breakfast for $2, $3, or $4. Now breakfast is the easiest part of your day. Hit it one more time, Larry. Shut your dumb ass up. All right. Y'all know I got people on the list all the time. There's a video that went viral out here in these streets of a young woman saying she don't want nobody to take her on dates no more. She don't want to go on dates. She don't want no man to do nothing. Don't want no small talk if he ain't paying her bills. No dates, no movies, no dinner. Those are her words exactly. Hey, lady man with the fake eyelashes, shut your dumb up. Ain't nobody gonna not get to know you and automatically start paying your damn bills. Especially if you just live in an apartment. You know what we can only do? Do it. That's it. That's all we can do. Shut your dumb ass up. You did this story earlier, Larry. That official who disqualified the girl, the young lady from who won the swim meet, he disqualified her for saying that she was showing too much of her body from a school-approved bathing suit. Hey, officer, that disqualified that girl. Shut your dumb ass up. Guess what happened to him? What happened to him, Larry?
Update to the story. The official was fired. They gave the young lady the win, and they took away the swimsuit rule, period.
I'm not going to go there.
Shut your dumb ass up.
There are people mad at Blake Griffin because he was on a roast on Comedy Central and he was making jokes about Caitlyn Jenner. And one of the jokes that he said was, Caitlyn, thank you for everything that you do, your bravery, your courage for coming out and doing what you did. And on behalf of every black man and almost every NBA player, we would like to thank you for finally giving your daughters their daddy issues. I don't care what they say. That joke funny as hell to me. Hey, everybody mad at Blake Griffin.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Larry, you got somebody else?
You did mine, the one I had. And
who?
About the official.
Oh.
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah, I ain't got nobody.
You said somebody else.
Okay. No, I ain't got nobody.
Jessica, you ain't got nobody on the list for today?
I told you before we started this segment I didn't.
I know, but you ain't got to tell the people that you told me no. Just say something.
And those for Burpee Stalks. Think about it.
What you thought?
Traffic coming up next. Remember the time you...
These folk got hit his No cap.
That's right. Miss Serena Williams was joined by a special guest for her Serena Great collection at New York Fashion Week. It was her 2-year-old daughter, Olympia. The S collection is designed for curvy women in mind that, and their sizes range from 1X to 3X. She rocked the runway in a wrap dress with Olympia on her hip. Her girls, Lala Anthony and Kim Kardashian, were on the front row. You want to see a picture of them together? It's on my Instagram story at Hey today, Miss Jessica. Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
No, let me learn the more the madhouse. Charlotte's blow for new hip hop and R&B. Coming up next, you already know we got your madhouse situation. Kodak Black is proud out of the gate.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling.
All right, today's letter is a good one. It reads, I'm online dating, and it's been going pretty well. I've met some nice guys, and I've also met some FBs. But one guy in particular, I am really feeling, and he's feeling me. It's been about 4 months. He's 40. I'm 35. We both been married before, so we ain't about those games. He has even introduced me to his son and his parents. I like him, but he did something the other day that sent up a red flag. He spent the night at my house. I set my alarm so that he wouldn't be late. When it went off, I tried to wake him up, but he wouldn't. He ended up waking up 45 minutes later and then tried to get touchy-feely. I told him that we ain't had time for all that. I didn't want him to be late for work and get in trouble. He got up, left, and I didn't hear from him for 2 days. When he finally called me back, because, you know, I called him 5 times. He said that he was upset because he didn't like to be told no and that I should have let him handle his work situation. I was just trying to look out for him, but that does not excuse him purposely ignoring my phone calls. I like this guy, but this whole situation has rubbed me the wrong way. Should I stop dealing with him altogether or give him another try?
Oh, man.
Like Ply say, I don't call her for 2 days. I got to let her mind wander. You just let your mind wander a little bit, baby. Just wanted to see what you was going to do. You know what I mean? If I ain't check in. We just wanted to make sure you was serious about this business we were trying to handle. That's all.
It ain't that serious.
Ain't that serious, baby. It's not that serious.
Like, for 2 days, I really thought you were about to say 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it would have been a different story. Mm-hmm. But 2 days? Calm down, man. Calm down. 2 days.
But there was a red flag when he said, I don't like to be told no. Yeah, that's Jeffrey.
What's she tell him no about again?
That's Jeffrey Dahmer type.
What's she tell him no about?
She said that he was trying to get touchy-feely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the red flag right there.
Women, if you get touchy-feely with your man and he tell you no, what you gonna say?
What do you mean? What?
If you trying to get something from your man and he tell you no, what you gonna say? You gonna feel some kind of way, right?
Yeah, but hold on.
They just started dating.
Time out.
Hell, I'm already late. Might as well make it a good reason.
Time out.
That sounds like you.
Why are we playing games to the point where you're not going to answer my phone call? I've called you multiple times. You don't know what could be going on. Something might be wrong with me. I could be worried about you. And now you're not answering the phone. You're, like Larry said, it's a red flag that you would get upset because I told you no, mm-hmm. and then not answer the phone. You are 40 years old. Ain't nobody got time to be playing these games.
That's immature. That part is immature.
That whole thing is immature. Nobody has time to be playing these games with you at all. I don't have time for you to play these games and let my mind wander. What you think, Madhouse Nation? Give us a call. 570-WPEG. What should this girl do?
Don't live it. Live it.
That's what we try to do, trying to get you some help on today's situation.
All right, today's letter reads, I'm online dating and things have been going pretty good. I've met some nice guys, but I've also met some FBs. But one guy in particular, I'm really feeling and he's feeling me. It's been about 4 months. He's 40, I'm 35. We've both been married, so we know that we ain't about those games. He has even introduced me to his son and his parents. I like him, but he did something the other day that sent up a red flag. He spent the night at my house. I set my alarm so that he wouldn't be late. When it went off, I tried to wake him up, but he wouldn't. He ended up waking up 45 minutes later, and then he tried to get touchy-feely. I told him that we didn't have time for all that. I didn't want him to be late for work and get in trouble. He got up, left, and I didn't hear from him for 2 days. When he finally called me back, he said that he was upset because he didn't like to be told no and that I should have let him handle his work situation. She also says that I called him about 5 times.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Just trying to look out for him, but that doesn't excuse him purposely ignoring my phone call. I like this guy, but this whole situation has rubbed me the wrong way. Should I stop dealing with him altogether or give him another try? Power 98, good morning.
Nah, baby girl that never answered Bucky's question. And he said if old girl, if she was trying to get some and he didn't want to give her none, what would she do?
Mm-hmm.
I want old girl to answer that question.
She might be upset. She might be upset, but purposely ignoring a person? No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. No, nah, I mean, because it's a female-dominated world, man.
It's something that would be different.
I wanted to know the answer to that damn question.
They going to say, we cheating, bro.
Type of way, but I ain't going to purposely ignore you. That's immature.
Hey, no limit. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you, bro. No, it's too many complaining about they woman with tumble on them in the bed. You feel me? So, one of my guys told me that he told his girl, baby, either we f***ing or I'm f***ing, because at the end of the day, my f***ing is the sex, bro. It just is what it is. You feel me? Hey, it ain't no limit. Hey, this your boy Mike at the White House and at the car wash, bro.
Oh, what up, Mike? What up, Mike?
What's up, boy?
What's up, man?
Man, you crazy, man. All right, McDonald. I'm going to see y'all later this week, too.
All right. Y'all hold it down, man.
Bye, Daddy. Hey, good morning.
Hi, Ray Rising. I just wanted to say that I believe she should follow her intuition. So if something is telling you, then that's where you need to strengthen your intuition. If you're already calling to ask for advice, you already know the answer. You just want somebody to confirm it. Those are the folks that want you to confirm it, but they're not going to change anything. Because if you were going to change something, you would have already changed it by saying, okay, well, nobody needs to tell me this because it's proven. Like, you're showing it to me exactly who you are. And if I know right now I can't deal with that type of aggression, that type of energy, then I just need to remove myself from it. So it's simple. She knows exactly what she needs to do, and she don't need anyone to confirm that for her. She just needs to say that, okay, I'm okay with being alone until I find the like of my energy, then I just need to move on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just because she got different opinion than you, Larry, don't mean it's blah, 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 blah.
No, she actually doesn't have a different opinion from me. What I'm saying is, what I don't like is you have one argument. We have one argument. And when you first meet a person, you have to learn you have to allow yourself to learn things about them. So the way you might argue and the way I might argue and the way I might handle my disagreement is totally different. You have to learn that way. You have to learn that about a person. You can't have one argument and be like, oh, that's it. That's it. Then you're going to go through 5 billion relationships in your life if you keep doing that.
Yeah,
because you're
going to
argue and you're going to disagree in relationships.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But I think in this situation, right, we can probably all agree that one of the major keys, top things in a relationship, especially in the beginning, is communication.
Mm-hmm.
And this man cut off communication during an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And he cut it off for a long period of time.
Two days
is a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And so, it is. Yeah, it is. And so, especially when that person is reaching out to you, trying to communicate and trying to figure out what's going on in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me as if this 40-year-old... this 40-year-old had a temper tantrum.
Yeah,
happens. This grown man had a temper tantrum, and that's unattractive. And so, can I finish my comment?
So you having one right now?
Let me finish my comment. What I'm saying is that no, I mean you don't have to cut him off completely. I agree with that woman who said, "Look, you know what you want to do, baby girl." But I would pay very, very close attention to this, because the next time that he feels some type of way, can he get missing for 2 days? I don't think that that's healthy.
I personally don't think that that's healthy in a relationship. And that is a major red flag for me. Because for me, in a relationship, communication is very
important. I understand that. Okay, and so, that. Hold on, Bert. But that's for everybody in relationships, communication. That's with any type of relationship. Communication is key. But for a lot of men, we have not been taught how to communicate like you women, especially when it comes to our feelings. So for a lot of men, no matter your age, you got to throw the whole age thing out of it sometimes. No matter your age, a lot of men automatically go to shutdown mode. I'm going to shut down. That might have been his shutdown mechanism. Now, what I would really say to this young lady, now, if you have a problem with this, you tell him, listen, I don't like to be handled like this. And then if he can't correct it, then you move on. But for one time, because you didn't know.
That's what I said. You can continue to date him, but you also need to keep this in the back of your mind. Because
you need to tell him you got a problem with it, though.
This is a big red flag. And I don't think you got a problem. I personally am. I struggle with a 40-year-old man using shutdown as an excuse. I struggle with that.
What's the difference between this man shutting down for 2 days and then y'all arguing and a woman, y'all argue on a Monday and a woman bring it back up on Friday? What's the difference?
You're still communicating with somebody. You're still communicating.
You're one of them people you don't like to be ignored.
No, I don't. Why are we lingering in this? Let's deal with the issue at hand. Because at this point, you haven't even told this girl what the problem is. You just got missing for 2 days.
He shut down. That's shut down.
I'm gonna tell you when I ain't mad no more.
Y'all know how y'all do on these situations, man. Y'all be going in. Just broke that situation, man.
All right. Today's letter comes from a young lady. It says, I'm online dating, and it's been pretty good. I've met some nice guys. I've met some others. There's one in particular that I'm really feeling, and he's feeling me. It's been about 4 months. He's 40, I'm 35, and we've both been married before, so we aren't about these games. He has even introduced me to his son and his parents. I like him, but he did something the other day that sent up a red flag. He spent the night in my house. I set my alarm so that he wouldn't be late. When it went off, I tried to wake him up. He wouldn't. He ended up waking up about 45 minutes later and then tried to get touchy-feely. I told him that we didn't have time for all that, and I didn't want him to be late for work and get in trouble. He got up, left, and I didn't hear from him for 2 days. When he finally called me back, he said that he was upset because he didn't like to be told no. And thought that I should have let him handle his work situation. I was just trying to look out for him, but that doesn't excuse him purposely ignoring my phone calls. I like this guy, but this whole situation has rubbed me the wrong way. Should I stop dealing with him altogether or give him another try?
Good morning. Pat 98, good morning.
No limit. What no
up?
Limit.
What up?
I got a comment on this situation. I never do this, bruh, but this the gas man, No Limit. You ain't heard from me in a while.
In a while. What's up?
Now, bruh, she trying to be his mama. You know, why did you not, did the brother ask you to set the alarm to get him up?
Jeez.
He set the alarm to get him up. Then when he woke up and he had something on his mind, you ain't let him get it off his mind. So he didn't talk to you for 2 days because you trying to be his mama. You know, come on now. You know, that's probably why you ain't still married. You know, come on, get a man some credit for being a man. He's 40 years old. He got his job situation handled, like he said.
Yeah.
I don't need you to handle my job situation. I need you to handle something else with me right now.
I got a job for you to handle.
Good point.
Exactly. You know, I'm not trying to be harsh about it, man, but too many ladies get into what they think a man need to do instead of let a man be a man.
So
your role, I'm going to play mine.
So you say she's acting like the mama. But he gets to act like a kid and throw a temper tantrum?
Because you acting like his mama, so he acting like a kid.
You got an even playing field, huh?
It even out.
Thank you, big dog.
Come on now.
Well, y'all, wow, man. If you got a situation, you can email it to us. We don't say names. We just say what the situation is. MorningMadhouse2Ds@gmail.com. Whoa, y'all crazy.
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Blazing. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Polo G is in town tonight. We want to send you to go check him out at the Fillmore. We're about to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
570 WPEG, Polo G, while you're down, and let's play Black Smart. Caller number 9.
Iceberg want a bag, bitch.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart? Good morning. Who is this?
LJ.
LJ. We're going to play LJ. Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card.
Yeah.
What? All right, I'm going to kick it off. Hey. LJ, in the song.
In the what?
In the song.
Say it one more time.
In the song.
All right.
Shut Up by Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy raps. The girl asked me, are these Bugle Boy jeans you wearing? What was Trick Daddy's response?
Oh, man, I'm talking.
It wasn't it.
Hell no.
Okay, he said that, and what else?
I don't remember the second part.
What type of jeans was he wearing, brother? What type of jeans was he wearing?
Damn, I forgot. I got one before I give me that.
Nah, hell no.
No.
You got to know the whole thing. Jessica, what you got for him?
All right, in the song.
In the what?
In the song.
Hey, one more time.
In the song. Beyonce, she did the remake for Before I Let Go. Who was the original version written by?
Mae Seven.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah,
okay. He got it. He said about it.
Yeah.
But he got it.
Yeah, all right.
Your third and final question is going to rest on Burpee. If you get Burpee's question correct, you win. You are Black Smart. You're going to see Polo G tonight. However, if you do not, we come to get your hood black card wherever you at right now. What you got for him, Burp?
All right. I ain't doing no in the song. But when you take the tobacco out of a black and mild, black people call it doing what?
Hyping it.
Hyping the black.
He knew that. Oh, he did. You smoking right now. He's talking about, yeah, hyping it, baby. I'm hyping it real quick. You probably got one rolled on his lap.
You got that right, big dog, because you got it right. We're going to send you
house voicemail.
704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
Another Blair of the Morning Madhouse. We like when y'all slide on our DMs because we had a Madhouse question of the morning. Y'all sliding in the DMs. And, of course, y'all hit our voicemail to let us know y'all response at 704-227-8780. Bert, what was the Madhouse question of the morning?
The question of the morning was, what is your favorite odd TV station to watch? Not any of the normal ones like ABC, CBS, NBC, but what is your favorite odd channel to watch? And Jewel DB, she slid in our DMs and said, my favorite station is IDTV, the Investigation Discovery Channel.
I like that channel too.
That's what Uncle G on, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was on the IG channel. And Hood Tracy, she slid in our DMs and said her husband loves the Western Channel.
Mm.
I didn't even know they had a Western Channel.
What is the Western?
What do they show on the Western Channel?
Westerns, Burke.
I mean, but it could be talking about something out west.
Nah, they show westerns all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, dude. I might have to look it up.
Have y'all ever decided sat and watched westerns before?
Like, listen, let me tell you something. My father-in-law and my wife, they sit down and they will watch Gunsmoke all day.
John Wayne, you never watched John Wayne, Jessica?
Nah, I've never been a big western person. The guy's father was also a huge western, so the guy often
watches western.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch them. They pretty cool, though. Like, if you get into them, they pretty cool. They have good storylines and stuff.
I've never seen a Western.
Never, ever?
No.
Burpee, you got to watch. You know what you can find in a Western, Burpee?
What?
As a comedian, a lot of jokes.
Really?
Yeah,
I bet.
It's good comedic material in there.
Like when I was coming, my dad used to watch Clint Eastwood all the time.
Yeah.
And he had some Western movies. Yeah, like I know the sayings, but I don't know the movies.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you one of the movies, but I used to watch them. I watch odd stuff on TV. I'm crazy. What you got over there, Jessica?
Let's see. My homeboy Sherrod chimed in. He says Sherrod. He watches HGTV. Who else? Sean is checking in. Says he watches Food Network. Nakia Walker says the History Channel. And Brittany says ID Channel.
All right, let's see what they had to say on the voicemail. 704-227-8780. What was your odd channel?
My favorite channel is HGTV. I love designing.
Okay. HGTV, and that phone broke up, and then the voicemail went down. All right, y'all tune in each and every morning for our Madhouse question of the morning at 6:05 every morning, and then we play your responses back at 9:20. And if you ever hear something on the show you want to talk about or anything you want to comment on, 704-227-8780.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.